This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Wow, so what a way to start the show with the Navy controversy and, of course, the world that we live in now called the coronavirus, and the acting Navy secretary apologizing ultimately for calling ousted Captain Brett Crozier, stupid, which is what you heard there. Somebody taped his message as he went to Guam and was ordered to go on the ship to kind of calm the men, I suppose. So the acting secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, of course, apologizing for what you just heard there after calling the now ousted commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt stupid as he was addressing the ship's crew on Monday morning. And he went on to say that Captain Brett Crozier was either too naive or too stupid to be in command, and that he intentionally leaked to the memo, which he warned about coronavirus spreading aboard the aircraft carrier and urged action to save his sailors. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's where we start. So this was just one piece of the puzzle on the day, and Crozier, by the way, who was ousted off of that ship last week with his men screaming his name, also tests positive for the coronavirus. So it's a story that was building certainly some momentum for both people who served and people who haven't had opinions as to whether this was the right thing to do or not, to pick up the thread, since this is where we started. What happened on the ship is that so many of the men, a portion of the men started to come down with COVID-19, and he was begging for help and wasn't getting the help. So he started to write, he wrote some emails and started to send them out to draw attention to it, because he was on this floating ship with so many in his command getting sick. He had written to the Navy leadership flagging those concerns about the crew of more than 4,000 and alerting them to the challenges of trying to contain the disease aboard the ship, and was urgently requesting the sailors be allowed to quarantine on land. And that's where that all started. So we'll go back to that a little bit later in this show. And certainly you can weigh in. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. Who was right in this case? Was the commander of the ship correct? Was the captain of the ship, is the right way to say it, Brett Crozier, correct in what he did to try to protect his men? As for the acting Navy secretary, his address, he was, in my opinion, stupidly, he used some of the words that he used in addressing the ship. It was fine to go there and address the guys that were on the ship because of what was happening and how much bigger this had gotten, to quell the fears, I guess. But he didn't put out the fire. He ignited the fire more, and then he came back, obviously, after that this was ignited, and apologized for it. And in the time that we're living in, we have no time for people, I'll just say, slipping up that way. To go and to address them, I think, was fine. The words that he used and thinking it wasn't going to be taped somehow and wasn't going to get out there, that was stupid on my part, and he on his part, I think, and he should have thought that through a little bit further. All right, let me give you the numbers on the coronavirus, because, you know, when you tune in, of course, we have the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's always about recovery. in the United States, and these numbers change as we move along, 367,461 people confirmed. Of those, of that number, recovered 19,522 and deaths 10,910, so 10,910. The British Prime Minister, just a day after the Queen addressed the nation, the British Prime Minister falls a little bit more ill and has to be admitted to the ICU. So that's pretty scary. Of course, they're saying it's just a precaution because he's not getting better. He's pretty sick with COVID-19 with this persistent cough and fever. So because his condition worsened, they did that on Monday. The fatalities in New York State on Monday for the second consecutive day at about 600 deaths. Once unthinkable, I think, statistic that gives officials some reason to hope that maybe the pandemic, though, may be cresting there, because that's what they've been looking for. If you're looking for the economic repercussions of this, U.S. and global stock markets soared on Monday as investors took in, I think, what was happening overseas, the progress there, took that all in to account against the coronavirus. So the beat goes on, and we have just scratched the surface. When we look at what's happening in some of the other states, the second worst state for the coronavirus in the United States, the second worst state is, of course, Michigan. And the Michigan governor has been very vocal about her displeasure with what's happening as far as equipment, PPE, all that sort of stuff. So Governor Gretchen Whitmer, here's what she had to say earlier in the day.
This virus has kicked our rear end. And we underestimate this virus at our own peril. We learned that lesson. Now is not the time to slack off on what we're doing.
We are running dangerously low on PPE. At Beaumont Hospital, we have less than 3 days until N95 masks run out. At Henry Ford Health System, we have less than 4 days. At all three health systems, there are less than 3 days until face shields run out, and less than 6 days until surgical gowns run out.
All right, so you heard before that Andrew Cuomo, of course, the governor of New York, and then you heard the governor for Michigan, Whitmer, who I mentioned, who she addresses, just like Cuomo does, Michiganders on the updates on the fight against COVID-19 every single day. And she says as of the week of March 15th through the 21st, there were 127,000 new claims, talking about unemployment, so also talking about the economic repercussions of this. But you could hear in her voice, it's really about the outbreak, and it's about the deaths. 259 deaths, 7,615 confirmed coronavirus cases. Wow. And this is what we try to navigate with, what's happening in our world, which is so affected by COVID-19. I say on this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine. So we'll talk about the numbers, but we'll also talk about some of the uplifting things that are happening with people. But coming up next, my pal Tracy Brown, who is a fraud buster, joins us to talk about some of the scary ways that people are using this horrific pandemic to profit. So beware. She joins us on the flip side.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
To everybody listening on KVOI in Tucson, Arizona. Got a ton of mail from you and Doug, Jake, Bobby. I will get to it later this hour. I promise you right now, you don't want to miss this Tracy Brown fraud-busting body language expert in an era of COVID-19. Can you imagine how valuable that skill is when you think about all the people sadly trying to take advantage of us during this pandemic? Tracy, thanks so much for joining us.
Love to be with you, Kate.
So it's true. When you have something like a pandemic, which we haven't seen in our lifetimes, but something, some tragedy that kind of throws us off our game, let's say, it is an opening for others to take advantage. And there's all kinds of things happening when it comes to fraud. So this doesn't surprise you, right?
Oh, no, I've been waiting for this, not necessarily a pandemic, but a recession, because when things get uncertain, people start looking for answers, and they're just a little bit more open to saying yes to something that sounds really good, almost too good to be true. And I got to tell you, the fraudsters have been waiting for this as well. And as I predicted, the rate of fraud and the things happening are just going up and up and up, because everybody wants a solution to the problem that we have on our hands now, which is really twofold. One, we got a virus, and two, we got an economic crunch now. So some of the things we've been seeing have been really crazy, anywhere from people selling kits online to test for it or even cures. Like there's not a cure yet. And anybody who wants you to invest in a company that says they have a cure, you need to run really fast because they don't. I mean, can you imagine? And plus, who would say yes to something like that in an email? I mean, that's desperation.
Right. What is it about that though? Because we know it works because people make money that way. It was like the joke about the prince that needed money. And if you just give me a little money, gosh, we have, this check we want to mail you. And somehow people gave up the information. Is it because we want to believe or why?
Well, okay, most people aren't going to say yes. Most people are going to say that is ridiculous, right?
Right.
But when you catch someone in a bad moment, and they're desperate enough, like feeling desperate enough for whatever reason, they may just say yes because they're doing something that they think they can have control of. And really the only thing that they're doing is giving themselves less control because they're hooked up with fraudsters. And they're lucky if it's just a few dollars that go out the door. When your information goes, then it's just a cascading effect. And, you know, anything from people getting credit cards in your name to people buying houses in your name. So the consequences of not paying attention are pretty steep at this time.
Right. All right. So we got to be careful of that. The census is out now. And, of course, there's the big push to fill out the census and be counted. There is some kind of a scam going on with that, isn't there?
There is. So, everybody feels like, well, it's law. You have to answer the census questions. But what they're doing is calling people and saying that they are taking a record of if they have the virus or not in conjunction with the census because they want to locate everybody. And that is not a thing that the government does. And what they want to do with that is they want you to buy the $99 or $149 test kit along with it. And it's, again, they're just stacking it on there because it sounds almost legitimate, yet it's just not. It's just, like the census is on a, online, right? That's it. And they're not going to call you, wanting to get your health status.
Yeah, no, they don't want that. What else should we look out for? Is there anything else that really piqued your interest?
You know what I've had a lot of is, and these have come to my personal email account, is fake purchases on PayPal. And what you do is, because it looks like someone has compromised your account, because it says, hey, here's your receipt for this company in California. And if you, the way you want to look at that is before you click on it and, quote, log into your account, all they're doing is phishing for your information. Look at the reply to address, and it's never, it's always like a bunch of jumble of letters. It's not any legit email. So you want to make sure you're looking at the actual address that it came from, not just the title. So I've had a lot of those come in. And here's what we've had a lot of here in Colorado, and I assume it's going on everywhere, is fake cops pulling people over doing stay-at-home checks. And, yeah, and talk about, and you know, they're never going to pull over a guy. They're always going to pull over the ladies. And they'll take your information. You know, you want to be polite and give them your insurance and all that. But if you look close, you can see if someone has a legitimate police uniform on, and they may even have the lights in their car because that's what these crazies do, because you know they live in their mom's basement and this is what they do for fun. And so even if they got the lights, make sure you're heads up. As soon as they say anything about a stay at home check, foot on the gas, or if you're feeling like a little bit threatened, get their badge number and call 911 and they'll give you a badge check quick on jokers like this. So yeah, you got to be heads up. It's not a legit thing.
All right, so watch out for that. And obviously, the main thing always is not giving out your information, especially you give up those Social Security digits, and that spells disaster. You mentioned that somebody could buy a house in your name. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So hold on to your information. Oh, here's another one, Kate, if you have a minute. And I got this from my bank today. People will call either wanting your PIN code for your bank. They say that they're your bank. Okay, they're not. But if you even get a text to verify your PIN code, it's never going to come from a legitimate-looking phone number. It always comes from one of those abbreviated codes. Mm-hmm. That you see when you have to verify like a second party authentication. So if a text comes from a long 7-digit or 10-digit phone number, never answer with any kind of code. Call your bank immediately.
Ooh, so good tips, good things to look out for. And we have to ask you, because we've been talking to people around the world and around the country, and we haven't talked to anyone from Colorado yet. What's it been like there since COVID-19?
We had the panic, I think, that everyone had, and the grocery stores emptied out of pretty much everything, and then they've restocked, and I think people are settling into the groove a bit, and I even found some toilet paper at the store last week. It was, and Kate, it was on sale. Can
wow.
you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. There wasn't very much of it in the aisle. The whole aisle was empty, and there was maybe 10 packs, so I took two and left the rest for lucky people. But, you know, it's really not too bad. I don't think our medical system's completely overloaded down here in Denver. I heard up in the mountains it's worse because of all the skiing and close proximity that people were up there. So, and they're not stocking the stores, I think, as well, and they're even limiting of what they'll sell you. So In Summit County, that's up by like Keystone and Breckenridge, I don't think they'll sell you toys at Target anymore, like anything non-essential, because they don't want you wandering through the store. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that's going to be coming to a lot of locations moving forward, just to try to limit the number of people that are close to anybody else. So other than that, you know what? The golf courses have reopened, so I'm out on bike rides every day. It's starting to warm up. It's just not too bad.
All right, so Colorado's weathering this okay, at least parts of it for sure. Tracy
yeah.
Brown, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. We can tell everyone they can go to bodylanguagetrainer.com to find out more about you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kate. I always love talking to you.
Thanks. Boy, she's good. I'll tell you what, she's so good. She's been on NBC, CBS, and Fox, and they go to her in all kinds of cases and have her analyze fraud and body language. And it's so interesting because this is when, as Tracy said, people take advantage. And when you have what we have going on with the economy and the virus, wow, that is doubly deadly. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wherever that monster goes, we're able to move with it. Great flexibility. We have tremendous flexibility.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing saying ventilators and other needed supplies being sent to hotspots across the country.
And we have people waiting, and they're ready, willing, and able, but waiting to bring them wherever it may be, if they need it, if they need it. It's possible that they won't be needed, that we're fully staffed, because numbers are coming in where, because of what the American people are doing, we're having fewer hospital visits. I think that could be the case in New York. It could be the case in a few other states. And fewer beds, fewer hospital visits mean fewer ventilators. So we'll see whether or not our original projections were right.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Navy secretary, who later apologized, especially for calling Captain Crozier stupid, the ousted aircraft carrier captain that I opened the show with in addressing the ship's crew, because, of course, that was taped as the guys on the ship were very, very upset about that. And obviously there's challenges for the Navy. We realize that. What's interesting is that, of course, he came back and apologized and whatnot. But was the reaction of other top Navy military leadership who felt that that was outrageous that he made the comments that he made. So that's the thing. Because remember, he's in acting capacity. So he wasn't selected to be nominated to the position permanently. So that's one of the problems here. And, of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic. So that's one of the major challenges that we have. And reaction went like this. You have Congresswoman Elaine Loria, a Virginia Democrat and a Navy veteran who said he should be immediately fired for what he said. And then you have the senator from Virginia, Tim Kaine, who said that his comments were completely inappropriate and beneath the office of the Secretary of the Navy. These dedicated sailors deserve better from their leadership. I think the mistake was, as I said already, not in addressing the ship. And he said that he had his COs back, that he was looking into it, that whole thing. But more and more of the guys on board the Roosevelt were getting sick. The Navy had a goal of moving 2,700 sailors ashore by Friday night. They were trying to do that because as of Monday, 173 of the ship's crew have tested positive for coronavirus, and 61% of the crew have been tested, according to the Navy. So 2,000 have been evacuated from the ship and moved ashore to Guam. And, of course, the goal was the 2,700 by Friday night. Well, you can't take back what was said. I mean, the words are out there. And what the acting secretary said is that he can't, when he was asked about it, that he couldn't remember exactly what his words were, but they were spoken from the heart. And he said, "I stand by every word, even regrettably any profanity that may have been used for emphasis." And he said, "Anyone who served on a Navy ship would understand. I ask but don't expect that people read them in their entirety." Because of the state that we live in now, of some confusion and chaos and obviously concern over groups of people being together and getting COVID, 19, that amps up the level of that, I can tell you that. And of course, Crozier, the captain of the former commander, Captain Brett Crozier, just what stings and sticks out there, and of course has been tweeted out all over the place, is that he said he was too naive or too stupid to be in command, or that he intentionally leaked the memo, created this big stinking controversy and made it worse. I think it floats away, if you will, as long as they take care of the ship as quickly and effectively, meaning the government, as they possibly can. There's another fire brewing, and this one has nothing to do with what's happening with anybody in the Navy or anybody serving. It has to do with grocery workers. You know, when you look at what essential employees are, they're deemed essential. Imagine if you worked in Walmart. Imagine if you worked at Trader Joe's or Giant or any of the grocery chains that I could possibly mention. Well, there was panic and anxiety after you had a Trader Joe worker in Scarsdale, New York, a greeter at a Giant store in Largo, Maryland, and two Walmart employees from a store in Chicago die of COVID-19. You know, that the disease the novel coronavirus causes in the last couple of days. So you've got 40-plus states that have ordered non-essential businesses to close and told people to stay home to stem the spread of the virus, but supermarkets are petri dishes. So they're among the retailers that are open. Thousands of grocery employees have continued to report to work as the death rates rise, the infections, all of that. And, of course, they're going to have long shifts. They're going to have extra workloads because there's going to be a spike in demand because of the people who don't want to work at the store for the fear of getting sick and then bringing that back. Dozens of grocery workers have tested positive for the coronavirus in the last couple of weeks. In my family, my nephew, who is a senior in high school, was working at a Publix, which is, of course, a Florida chain, and I think Publix is in a few other places, too. And he loved it. He loved being there. He loved working in the store. It was great responsibility for him. And I think he really felt that responsibility and wrestled with not doing it. And their policy, as in most of these places, is if you stop, if you, you know, call in sick or whatever, you have 4 weeks, basically, and then if you're not back, you're fired because they have to replace the position. So it was just last week that he, and he was cleaning, he had gloves on and he was cleaning shelves and stuff, you know, he was being moved around the store, that he stepped away for at least a couple of weeks, and I can't imagine that he goes back into that position. At least my family has, you know, everybody's weighing in, and they're all saying no because of what we're seeing. And, of course, they're offering extra money, an hour. They're promising many of these places like Kroger. They're adding 10,000 people. They're promising masks and gloves and hand sanitizer, but you got to find people that are willing to really be there on the front lines. It's so interesting in this war. Here I talked about the ship and the captain being upset for his sailors that were getting sick and not getting the answers he wanted, and then that escalated into something that became a huge controversy. But also on the front lines, you have grocery store workers. You have people that are working in situations where they're very, very vulnerable, and think of what they're making and what they're doing, and this is a temporary job for some people. Now, some of the companies have started putting in plexiglass sneeze guards at the cash registers. They're requiring customers to stand 6 feet apart. They have lines down the grocery aisles where you only can go in one direction, and they check employees' temperatures at the beginning of each shift. And then they give, of course, the gloves and the mask, which that's a good thing. They're trying to take the precautions. But a lot of these precautions weren't happening before. And think of how frightening to hear that you had somebody that worked at a Trader Joe's who had underlying health conditions that died of this, or the two in the same Walmart store. And they're trying to process all of that. And it's incredibly sad. I mean, these are the front lines now. And then a lot of the stores are closed for more cleaning. They bring in companies, they sanitize it, but how long does that last? So they've done that in Philadelphia. They've done that in Brooklyn, like Trader Joe's has done that. I think it's great that they're doing that. But we just don't know about this virus, this deadly virus. How long does that keep that at bay, and who brings what in? And we see, you know, when people come down with the, what the diagnosis is, and this is frightening, to say the least. Then you have the battle of PPE, and coming up this week, we have a big week, actually. We're going to talk to somebody who battled COVID-19. I went back and forth with him today. He's coming on the show later in the week, and he's somebody who works hard to get affordable housing for people in South Carolina. So you'll hear his story. I'm also going to talk to somebody, Allison Gilbert from CoverTech, a company that is rapidly turned into PPE, where they're supplying as much as they can, and what that's been like for her. And then we're going to talk to somebody who has a small business, and they're trying to lift up other businesses in the area, and what she's been able to do to try to get people to spend a little bit of money, but not a lot, but also spread the love, so to speak, among other business owners. And it's fascinating what's happening there. And then we're going to speak to somebody in New York City who just did a big fundraiser to feed the people that I've talked about on the front lines that I haven't mentioned here, but have been mentioning throughout all the shows, the healthcare workers, anybody involved in healthcare, taking food to them, giving them special deliveries, that kind of thing. So 3M is going to import masks from China for the U.S. to resolve the dispute with the Trump administration. So the agreement will allow 3M to continue shipping U.S.-made masks to Canada and Latin America, because they were going to halt that, but they're still going to bring the masks back to the U.S. Wow. So that's the Defense Production Act in relation to 3M, because remember, the president invoked that last week. All right, stay with us.
shot at? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no post could envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom. Bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your time.
Wow, I like this version of this song, that's for sure.
We don't care.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, final seg for this hour. Something new that I'm doing here on the show called Binge Wars. There is so much out there, and the escape for most people, even if they're not big tube washers, hopefully you're washing everything. If you're not a big tube watcher, suddenly you've discovered some of the streaming thing, and you've turned into that zombie that many of us become. Like, I'm not a huge television watcher, but then there's something I want to see, and then it's called binge, and that's what happens, because you just are so sucked into it, you keep watching it. So, for example, for me, Ozark just came out on Netflix, and I love Ozark. It's the third season of it. Jason Bateman is one of the guys in it, and I like everything that he does. I remember him from Arrested Development, and so I am a big fan of his and a big fan of the show, and it was worth the binge, and, you know, where I carved it out a couple of hours, more than a couple of hours, but spread it out over a weekend, let's say that. So in our binge wars, how about this if we go for the comedy aspect? Like, okay, let's lighten the load because we've got all these heavy things we're hearing about the coronavirus and there's anxiety out there and we're staying at home, so we need to laugh. And what people, a lot of people are binging that have never been introduced to this is a show called Friends. And then the opponent of Friends is the Big Bang Theory. So different kinds of Friends, totally, completely different eras, very popular shows that made the actors a ton of money, but also entertained a lot of people. So in Binge Wars, which would you pick? Would it be Friends or Big Bang Theory? Here's a little bit of both.
First line is, my name is Claude, so just repeat after me. Je m'appelle Claude.
Je te coupe, Claude.
Why are you crying?
Because I'm stupid!
Well, that's no reason to cry. One cries because one is sad. For example, I cry because others are stupid and it makes me sad.
All right. So just even there, you can get a little chuckle from that. And I think it's interesting how Friends has made this huge comeback. It went for 10 seasons, 1994. I grew up on Friends, so I watched it. I watched it from the beginning to the end date. And all of what the cast was doing in between, it was that weekly tune-in deal. So I already have been there. I've done it with Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow and Matt LeBlanc and the rest of the cast and crew and the guest stars and what happened in some of the shows. And the idea is there's three men and three women. They're best friends. They live in the same apartment complex, and they're dealing with being single and life and love in New York, and they're in each other's business. And I loved it. The Big Bang Theory are smart friends, Mensa-type best friends, different from the other friends, and they're roommates. You have Leonard and Sheldon. They're physicists who work at the California Institute of Technology, and they can tell you anything you want to know about quantum physics, but the social situations, the idea is they're awkward and dealing with women and that whole thing. And this show was incredibly, incredibly popular. Started in 2007, and the last episode was just last year, May of 2019. If in a binge war you asked my nephew what he would pick, he grew up on the Big Bang Theory. Why, for me, Friends would have been the show. I was in my career, but I would be in that similar situation. So we would go in opposite directions. What do you say? We'll have fun with this, and we'll really dig into the archives each and every week. But you can weigh in at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and tell me which you would pick to binge, Friends or the Big Bang Theory. Which would it be for you? And speaking of binging, there are a lot of things out there. I mean, there are a lot of series that people go back into the archives for. You know, I took you back to the 90s, but some people are going back to Cheers and the 80s. So it's kind of all over the map. Some people like the British comedies, and they're going in that direction. Some people like darker fare. Like, I was a fan of Dexter's. So Dexter would have been on my list. He was a serial killer. But you'd have to watch it to understand the lore, I think, of Dexter. So each and every week we will present a binge war, and then I'll let you know who wins. And I'm going to use this across all platforms, so we'll try to get a real sampling of what people think, in whether it's, in this case, the comedies, Friends or Big bang. And, you know, that goes to, here we talked about fraud with Tracy Brown and how to be careful about that and not to get sucked into any kind of a census scam or anything else where people are asking for information. Obviously, we talked about the Navy scandal and the controversy that that caused. And, of course, it's the numbers, too, that people look for. You've got a sad story of Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, admitted to the ICU. And we've got, in this country, the coronavirus deaths surpassing 10,000. You know, it is also about those that have recovered. And I love hearing the story of recoveries where somebody's been in the hospital or they've been intubated, they've been on that respirator for how long, and then they've been able to leave the hospital. And usually what happens is the doctors or healthcare workers that are available at the time, when they're in the wheelchair and they're going to the front of the hospital, they'll line up and applaud. So just as so many Americans are applauding them, and we have our clapaholics here on the show, they're doing the same thing for the people that survive, because you can only imagine what that does when you see so much death and you want desperately for those patients to survive. So while we have 10,910 people who have died, 19,522 have recovered out of the 367,461 confirmed cases in the United States. And if we look worldwide at where we're at, of course, 1,347,000 plus recovered, 277,402. And of course, these numbers are rapidly changing, but this is up to date, 74,807 deaths. And that is just staggering. This is a pandemic. There is no question about it. In our country, in New York, they have the most deaths and the most confirmed cases, 4,758 deaths. Now 13,000 did recover out of the 130,689 confirmed. Second to that, people listening in this area, New Jersey, 41,090 confirmed, 92 recovered, and 1,003 deaths. In Michigan, 17,221 confirmed, 5 recovered, 727 deaths. And, of course, Louisiana, oh, you know how I talk about time I have spent. I've spent time in all these states, but in Louisiana recently, I've spent a lot of time in Louisiana last year. 14,867 confirmed deaths, 512. We are praying for everyone. Remember, we are all in this together. Practice social distancing. Stay at home. Thanks for listening. Mahalo, everyone.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.